Welcome to the Drivel Hour.
I got a girlfriend, so that's honestly what's occupied. First
one to get out of singleness.
Statistically, I think 67% of kids have been married.
I was swallowing nonstop. I was like trying to massage it.
Benzodiazepine. I don't care if that pig is covered in animal fecal matter.
All this and more on this episode of the Drivel Hour. Thanks for listening.
Is this working your headphones?
Yeah, yes.
Sounds so good.
Can you, yeah, it's good, probably.
All right, speak normally.
Here I go again on my own. I'm the one that's lonely road in my head.
It's all in my head, but it's not. Think I'd rather be dead. Be Anthony. Be dead.
But it was not your fault, but mine.
Does this work in your headphones?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All right. And it was not your fault, but mine. And I think it was your heart on the line, wasn't it? And I think I probably
effed it up.
I effed it up this time.
Talk about
but, gosh, dang it. I don't want to say. Free Fikmoosh, your life is ruined.
All right.
Acer Chromebook.
Gentlemen, it has been like, what, 6 or 7 weeks since we've been together. So
Anthony,
it's been
talk
a drought.
Again. Talk again, Anthony. This thing sucks. No, it's not you.
It's me.
All right. Anyway, it has been 6 or 7 weeks, and guys, I mean, a lot's happened. So let's just do like a quick like.
It's not a radio show. Stop, guys, and a lot has happened. So let's really dig into this, okay?
Let's do a let's
do take like a commercial.
Yeah. Let's do a like teenager like awkward style icebreaker. So just tell me, what'd you do in the last 6 or 7 weeks? How was your holiday? Christmas? What was your favorite gift you got? And someone's mic cables.
Have we? It's mine. It's being fruity.
Oh.
Have we not talked about... We haven't recorded since before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was December 7th or something, whatever that Thursday was.
Dang. I guess I'll start then.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, shoot, my bad. What I got for Christmas? I got Air Force Ones.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We saw them. Those are pretty sick.
I'm wearing them right now. Stunting, low-key. All
right.
I got a Legos.
Oh, yeah. Sick. What Legos?
Oh, I forgot. They're still in my house.
I got to grab those from you. I got two different Legos then. Nice.
Tell the viewers.
Okay. So, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony,
no big deal.
What did you steal at a White Elephant? And you got this Lego set?
No.
No? How'd you get it?
Yeah, it was just White Elephant.
Okay, so
I must have stole it from, like, yeah, but not like that guy's.
Yeah.
That's how you play White Elephant. But,
yes.
Oh, I made a deal with this girl because I was going to get her gift and use her gift for another White Elephant, gift, but she really wanted it. So I was like, okay, fine, I won't, but you have to give me the socks that's part of it. So then I got the socks and I got the Lego set.
Oh,
so I really made a great deal.
Was it a family White Elephant?
Though? No. It was like a friend's one.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh,
what?
I already have her number because I'm friends with her.
Oh, shoot. All right. All right,
Riz up. All right.
So it was a like Obi-Wan Kenobi's little starship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Matt, okay. So you had your favorite gift was Air Force Ones.
For sure.
Okay. Well, what'd you do for the last 7 weeks? What you been up to?
I don't know, dude. I've been producing music for a couple different people. Mm. I've been working on my own song. Heck no.
Oh.
Freelance. I mean, not freelance. That'd be way cooler. Free labor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, amen to that one.
I got a girlfriend, so that's honestly what's occupied.
Ooh, first one to get out of singleness.
Hey, let's go.
All right, let's talk about that.
Okay. What are we talking about?
All right, we're playing football. We're playing baseball here.
Kay. Okay.
In baseball terms...
Nope, stop. well, what's it like to not be single anymore?
It's scary.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, I'm not...
And you guys are... Have you actually started like picking out rings yet? Or
Guys, you guys are Christians. When's the wedding?
Yeah, no, I'm a little behind schedule on my Christian dude arc.
Yeah, ring by spring, man. Come on, TikTok.
If you put up like a wedding registry, I'll buy you guys like a crib or whatever. Not like a house.
A house?
No, 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 for the babies.
Right, right. Because again, okay. Christians, you guys gotta have babies.
Like, you guys will probably have triplets too. I'll probably.
Oh, I can see triplets. Yeah, like two of them. Like one.
No, they're all demons. Is that
it's so scary.
No, what? Gosh.
Not like actual demons.
But like they're like little Invincibles.
Thin areas.
Incredibles.
Do you think you'll have, you might have dominant genes, you think?
Probably.
Let's hope.
No, whoa!
What's crazy is like we've done the
he can say that because she's our friend.
But. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we've done the FaceApp thing where it's like, see what your kids will look like.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, if it puts her face on a picture of me, then it's like super hot kid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a weird thing to say.
Puts my face on a picture of her.
So what's the issue? The facial structure or the face?
It always gives her just weird hair as
weird
a
hair.
Dude.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. But
there are no issues, actually.
Gotcha.
So okay. I want to make that clear.
Thin ice.
right.
My face. Oh, yeah. You can't tell your girl your face app babies don't look cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Divorce.
No, they do.
Oh, shoot.
No, they do. They do.
What'd you guys do on your first date?
Our first date, we went ice skating with our other friends who also recently started dating. We started dating like the same time.
Oh, a double date. Okay. Yeah.
So,
name drop.
Yeah, I'll bleep it or whatever. But yeah, they're dating now. So we went on a double
date. I saw that. It seems like kind of a weird
butt. They're both Southern Baptist. So that was really all it took.
No, they're not Southern Baptist.
No, whatever, Reformed, whatever the hell it is.
No,
yeah. That seems like a weird butt combination of the two of them. But
it works really well.
I mean, hey, that's awesome. Good for them.
Yeah. So that's been chill. That was our first date. I mean, we only had, she was home for like 4 weeks. Maybe
your,
not
your
even
girlfriend?
That long. My girlfriend was, yeah. And she wasn't my girlfriend at the beginning of
your lover.
Of the
no, nope, I hate that. Please,
I kind of do too. It's kind of nice though. I don't know.
That's what I say.
Isn't there translations in the Bible that like talk about your lover? And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's someone you love. So
yeah, I guess. Connotation.
Your passionate lover.
Oh, God, the connotation behind it. Makes
no,
me.
Hey, all right,
hey buddy. Hey buddy.
You better just cut it out.
What?
I wasn't going to say. But yeah, so she wasn't okay. My girlfriend at the beginning. She came home from school and I was like, oh, I really like her now. Because like we were talking about like family and like our futures and stuff. And like
they've known each other for like more than half.
I've known
her
for 10 years.
Yeah, they were basically like siblings before this. They always were like, oh, yeah, this is my sister. This is my brother.
Yeah, because that's the only other way we could describe how close we were other than feelings. So like you have to resort to
siblings. We're basically blood siblings.
Yeah.
we're not like step siblings. We're essentially
blood siblings. And now that we're together, we might as well move to Alabama because that's the only way we can make this work.
There's been so many of those jokes.
Okay, so
they never get old.
No, I'm going to make those at your wedding. It's going to be fun.
Good.
Anyway, so you,
never mind.
You're Christians.
Oh.
You guys are Christians. You might as well just already, like, it's already been spoken for. Like, you know what I mean? Hmm. Anyway.
What are you saying?
You guys, what are you, 19?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how far behind you are? Kids your age have already been married for 2 years. Like, get with the times.
Most of
bro.
Them. Statistically, I think 67% of kids have been married.
Most people
already
just
at
have,
least once.
Most people just
and then
have
I think
sex.
13% have been married twice.
Really?
Statistically.
Really? Yeah, by 19. Yeah.
In today's hookup culture?
I looked it up.
Okay. I feel like it'd be like people just like.
I made it up.
Have sex.
Right, yeah.
I feel like people just have sex until they're 30 and then don't get married, but they're like.
Oh, yeah.
They've just been like living each other. for you know 30 years and they die.
Contraception, babe. Contraception, huh?
Nice.
Get it?
Took way too long, but you got there.
What is this nonsense?
Okay, all right. So she came home and you were like, I like her after knowing her for over a decade. I finally am gonna come out of the closet and say that I like her. Did you say that out loud?
No.
Okay, and what happened?
Break it down.
Then I thought she didn't like me.
Why?
Like,
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Why would I think that? Because I was like, because we were still like friends, and she was like, just like, it seemed like a normal dynamic between us. Like nothing had like changed.
Then you went in for the kiss, and then.
No.
She rebuffed.
Yeah, hold up. So like, yeah.
It's getting hot in here.
It was sad. It is really sweaty. I'm going to take my shirt off pretty soon. But. Yeah, so
that'd be a vibe change.
I was gonna say, yeah, and I like, got sad.
Why did
roads.
You think she didn't like you if you were just like, did you say anything?
Because it felt like the same it had been,
But did you say anything to make it, her think that you felt different?
No.
you just got retarded.
Yes, I got my head. Oh, okay.
This, well, shut up. Then, okay. No, pity's over. My friend doesn't like
me. It was dumb. It's also
my
like,
friend thinks we're friends, even though tell her I don't think we're friends.
My friend Whatever, that I've known dude. For over a decade.
It's okay, but it's a scary place to be because it's like if you're that close with someone for 10 years, there is a risk of like losing that friendship. So
yeah,
like
absolutely.
The main thing.
That's why you shut your mouth and don't ever like pursue anything.
But that then is. If it's like so much better when we're in a relationship, which it is.
Oh, TMI.
Then.
It's wild.
Whatever, dude. And I was like, well, guess I got to tell her now.
You didn't, but you did.
I did. Oh. And then I was like, you know, do you like
do
me?
Do you want to?
And she was like, yeah. And I was like, cool. Wait, what?
That's you not asked like, her if she liked you?
No, I said, do you have any interest in being in a relationship with me?
Dog, what the hell?
Sorry, dude.
I have a proposition.
Dude!
Would you and me ever have a chance of joining together as one?
Whatever, dude. I was nervous, okay? It's easy to say stupid stuff.
JK, LOL. I don't even like you at all. I think you're ugly. that would have been the cop-out.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what I have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Right. Clutch.
To sum it up.
Your car doesn't have one, though.
Yeah, that's good. It's got a torque converter, you freaking lame-o. True. Anyway.
Oh, hey, come on. Don't be mean, then.
You're right. I'm sorry. He's been through a lot with the
I
whole...
I can take it.
You don't need to defend
me. Defending
me?
I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, well, that was a cool 7 weeks, man. That was good. Anthony, favorite Christmas present?
I don't have as much interesting things going on in my life. I got a chain that I like
nice.
For my cross.
Was it real?
Yeah, it's like silver.
Nice.
So...
Okay.
Ooh, can you, like, nice. Do a little jingle in the mic for the audience? That's nice. I'll try it up and post.
And I got some, like, work boots.
I saw those. Those were good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
For what?
For work?
Yeah. At
Chipotle?
For landscaping. Only.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And...
What, is that where you... Are you still doing the landscaping thing? Even though
I'm
going
to do that this summer, yeah.
Okay. What are you doing now for work?
I work at Chipotle.
Okay. All nice, right.
Dude. I have for a month.
How's that been going?
It's all right. I mean, it's not that great of money, but yeah.
Sure. You guys get tips, or is that like illegal?
Not like much tips, but like a little bit. Free food. Oh yeah, the free food's nice.
You have free food. Is it like one meal per shift?
Yeah, but you can get like a bowl, chips, and a drink. Like my one friend who actually got a job there too. he gets a bowl with double chicken, and he got a bowl with double chicken and steak.
Wow.
Guac, and then extra guac on the side, a large drink, and chips.
That's crazy.
And so he spent $33, and they just write it off.
That's awesome.
Dang.
Yeah,
sick.
So I'm going to try to test the limits next time.
Do it.
Well, what's your manager going to, like, the least your manager could say?
It's corporate. I mean, I don't think they really care.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the worst your manager could say is like, hey, you can't do that anymore. You have to pay for this one, or you have to pay whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or fire you, but, you know.
I guess. Yeah. In this labor market, I can't see that happening.
No, true.
But.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, that's good. That's good. You know, if you guys have seen on socials, I've been quite the world traveler.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Florida, Atlanta, and Grand Rapids. I mean, I've just been everywhere.
Grand Rapids, dude. Paris of the Midwest.
Right. Florida was unfortunate.
Why were you in Florida?
Grandparents. I haven't seen them. Well, I saw them with you last year, but my family hadn't seen them in 2 years. So
gotcha.
I had finals on Thursday, and Wednesday morning, I woke up with a sore throat. And progressively got sick Wednesday.
Ooh.
So by Thursday night, I had a study session with everyone in my dorm for finals. And I was like dying. Like I could barely breathe.
Oh.
And so Thursday night, I don't know what, it's not lucid dreaming, but where you're like, your eyes are open. Your eyes are open, but you're asleep and you're just hallucinating. But like, because you're asleep, you're trapped in your bed.
Psilocybin.
Okay. Anyway.
Isn't that lucid dreaming?
No, because lucid dreaming is where you can control your dreams, where, like, you walk around in whatever.
VR.
VR, right, yeah. So whatever that dream is called is what I had Thursday night. Like, even though I was asleep, like, my brain was so active, I didn't sleep the whole night and just hallucinated the whole night.
Oh, damn. I did that fail? Last night. Huh?
Did you?
Yeah, I just had coffee like 5 minutes before I went to bed. So
wow.
I was dumb. Stupid. It's really dumb.
So I got up the next day, like dog tired, and like I couldn't breathe. I like.
I'm tired of dogs.
Dog.
What's a dog? How dog tired? I've never heard that
no?
before.
No?
Tired of the dog? Really?
Yeah.
That's a saying.
Anyway.
Some dogs are really full of energy. I don't think it's fair to stereotype.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dogs.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So I went to class.
We'll write up a formal apology later. Go on.
We just had both finals in the morning. Like, it was like 3 hours to do both of them. And, like, by the grace of God did I get through, because I couldn't breathe. I was having practically no sleep. I was like, my body was so tired. It was like hard to write on the paper.
Got to pop a Red Dang. Bull. Yeah. 5-hour energy.
Yeah. So I did very well on one of my finals, and nice. I failed the Which other electrical. I did very well Good. On electrical.
Very nice.
92. Oh, and the other one I failed.
Oh.
And
57?
Something. 60 or low 60s. Anyway, Eesh. So I went.
What was that one?
That was engines. Diesel engines. So I went to Dang. My professor, and I was like, and I was talking to some of my other classmates after it was over, and we're like, we had no idea what any of this stuff was on the final. So I went to my professor and I was like, we have some concerns, but I know grades are due today, so I'd like to go over it with you, even though I had to leave because I had like appointments and stuff to do at home that Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And my professor was like, oh, yeah, I accidentally put like 75% of the questions are from our final in the spring, like a different class. He's like, so I'm just going to change the scores.
From
I'm
the
like,
final?
Different. It was just a different class. It was engine performance. And so he's like, yeah, I'm just going to change the grades. And I'm like, if I wasn't so freaking sick, I would
kiss him. Sorry.
I would probably just go report him.
French
if I
kiss.
Didn't if I didn't have somewhere to be, and if I wasn't so sick, I would just go to the office and report him. Cuz like he's just going to change the grades. He only gave us 10 points. So I only got like a 75 instead of
what?
A 65. That's all he did. He didn't do anything. And since grades were finalized, like my GPA plummeted. And like it really hurt me. And
oh, screw that guy.
So I was really debating what to do, and it was like
he said 75% of the questions.
He didn't say that exactly. He said most of the questions were from our final.
Bro, just get a new test and have you guys retake it.
It was too late. It was so dumb. Yeah, I was very angry. And I
What's his name?
So anyway, so that was how my break started. The very next day was Friday, and we flew to Florida. And because of my sinuses descending on the like altitude in the plane, my right ear like couldn't vent or whatever happens with the pressure. And so like my eardrum just felt like it was going to explode. So for like 45 minutes as we were descending to the ground, I was in like excruciating pain to the point where I was like really debating getting like a hairpin and like puncturing my eardrum in order to let it vent.
No, that's not what you do.
I was in that much pain. Like, I was in that much agony. Like, I couldn't, like, I was like crying.
Just man up.
You're right. I'm sorry.
You're right. I'm sorry.
After 45 minutes, we finally descended, and when they opened the door, it like sucked some of the pressure out a little bit.
Should have got gum.
Do you like it?
I do. I was swallowing nonstop. I was like trying to massage it. I was like doing like lifting my soft palate, trying to get it to vent.
There's
anyway.
A lot going on here.
After like a day and a half, it finally. Shut up. After a day and a half, it finally equalized, but it was painful. So we were there Friday.
Think about it. Girls go through that once a month.
That's wild. So from that Friday to the next Saturday, I was in Florida, and it was cold and rainy and overcast the entire time.
Damn. Colder than here?
It was about the same. It was in the low 60s.
No. Oh.
Because you remember early December.
Christmas, it was like 50.
Yeah, it was really warm here in Michigan.
I guess it's only just gotten cold.
Well, right. Comparatively.
Yeah. Comparatively. Like yeah, it was really warm.
I mean, 60 is like, would be really warm for Michigan.
Well, it was like in the 50s here in Michigan. It wasn't that much warmer down there.
Like 10 degrees?
Dang. Yeah, barely. Dang. So it was unfortunate. But because there was no sun and it was cold, instead of me going to the beach every day, I spent a lot more time with my grandparents. So I got to I got to do that. That was nice.
Y'all play board games or something?
We just talked mostly.
Oh, jeez. Cool. Yeah. 10 hours?
Callback. Anyway, nice. So Florida was okay. The following week was when we had our high school reunion with some of our buddies. I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Did our sock exchange and our white elephant.
Oh, I was there.
You were there. my birthday, I went, what did I do? I had brunch with some friends in the morning and then...
Got a sick hat.
Yeah. Anthony bought me a hat. I forgot
you
about
bought
that.
Your hat. You DeWalt hat. Had me write it off.
Yeah. I saw a hat at Home Depot. It was a DeWalt hat, and it was like the last one they had. So I bought it.
Hot item.
Yeah. So I bought it, and then Anthony was like, "What?" I asked him if he wanted to buy me a Christmas gift, a birthday gift. He's like, "Sure." I was like, "Just buy me this hat that I already bought." And they're just like Venmo'd me the money.
That's cool. That works.
But yeah, so my birthday was fun. I had a birthday party, and all my friends from church. And it was fun. And the following week was in Atlanta for the Passion Conference, the Benz Stadium. That was lit, you know.
Benzodiazepine. Nope. Benzodes.
65,000 young adults screaming for Jesus. It's pretty cool. And then last weekend I was in Grand Rapids.
There were 65,000 people at the Rams-Lions game.
Oh, okay. I don't think they were screaming for Jesus, though.
One prize!
Yeah! That would have been sick to go to that, too.
Yeah, seriously. Was that it in Detroit?
That was at Ford Field.
Yeah, but dude, it's the Lions, dude. They're making it, dude.
They're doing it.
The first postseason win since 1991.
32 years.
That's not. Yeah. Yes, holy crap, that is.
That's insane.
33, 91.
No, I guess, well, yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know anything about football, but y'all think it was the head coach change, or do you think it was a change of players themselves?
Definitely both.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a combination. Right, it can't be just one thing.
For sure.
You have the best coach.
Maybe Stafford was weighing him down.
No. All right. Did you see that? Is it Matthew Stafford finally gives the Lions a postseason win?
Oh, Lions won?
Yes.
Yeah, they beat the Rams by 1 point. It was a really close game.
Dang, dude.
Yeah. Now they're playing the Bucks.
It's all because Eminem asked
I rapped for you.
I rapped for you. Give us the win. Did you see him did you see him on Insta? He was like, my New Year's resolution was for the Lions to win the Super Bowl. So what's up?
Oh, wow.
That's pretty smart.
Guess they have to, huh?
No, I don't do football or really any sports, but I'm just barely getting into hockey. I'm starting to find
Aren't the Red Wings doing good?
No,
I think they're going to make it. Aren't they going to make it to the playoffs?
Better than
or
Pistons,
something?
Probably.
Oh, the Pistons are
the dull. Pistons are the worst.
Yeah.
What are they? They had a 29 game losing streak. They beat the previous record. They set the record for the longest losing streak.
Jeez.
I think they finally beat Toronto like a couple weeks ago. But
okay.
Red Wings, I think they're like second in the Atlantic Division, maybe third.
They can't be that bad.
They're okay. They're not
doing pretty good.
They could be worse. They could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
But, anyway, but I went to two Wings games now, and I'm going to two more.
Wow. Yeah, I saw your LCA the other day. I wasn't there, but I'm like, be real.
It was we got some good seats a couple times. The first time we sat like the second to last row, like nosebleeds, and the press box, if you've never been to LCA, the press box and video suites are suspended from the ceiling, so they block your view of the Jumbotron. So they just have like 85 inch TVs to like watch the game, so those seats really sucked.
That does suck.
I
just watch it at home at that point.
Right, exactly. But from the following,
L
right, the following
is for the way
you look at me. Nope. But the next game we had pretty good seats.
Nice. Yeah. They win?
Both games, they won. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not bad. Come on.
Michigan won the national championship.
Yep, I actually saw that. I saw the end of that game.
I saw the whole thing.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
It was
cool.
Yeah, it was
Huskies.
It was good. The head
not coach. Even a close game.
Okay.
Who was it?
Georgia.
Washington Huskies.
I wasn't listening.
What? I was in Georgia.
Versus Pistons?
Championship
Red Wings?
You're talking about U of
Michigan,
M?
Yeah. Michigan versus the Huskies was the championship game.
Okay. I saw the one before it with
Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah, that was a much closer game.
Yeah. That was cool.
That was an overtime win.
Yes.
That was an awesome game.
Yeah.
Dude, Michigan's killing in some teams.
They did, yeah.
That's awesome. All right, I have a question for you guys.
No.
Okay.
What's up?
What is your favorite smell?
Oh, damn.
And
almond extract.
Okay. And
you had smelled almond extract before?
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. Oh, that's like doing a line, boy.
Menopausal! All right. I can't remember if we talked about this before, because I remember you talking about like the baking of bread, especially like pita bread, because you were at work. I remember you talking about at your old job making pita bread and like it smelled good. And I can't remember if we had talked about this before, but what is your, okay, so you want vanilla
cooking,
extract.
Cooking, bake, no, almond extract.
Almond extract. Is that like vanilla where it's liquid? I'm not sure.
Same like bottle, but
I don't know that I've had that. Then I've smelled that. Yeah. Smelled.
There's so many good smells out there, like a nice like roast, like a roasting coffee.
That's good.
Or like bacon.
Of course.
Yeah,
I'm not
of course.
A big fan of the smell of bacon.
Screw you, dude.
Okay.
What are you, Jewish or something?
No, I just the current American pork processing is really bad.
Yeah, but so it tastes good.
Okay. Yeah, so that influenced the way bacon smells for you.
Stats? I don't care if that. I don't
no,
care
not
if that.
Necessarily.
I don't care if that pig is covered in animal fecal matter and only let out of its cage once in its life, and it only lives to 1 year old before it gets butchered in front of its mother. I love bacon.
Damn. I don't really care about animal cruelty. I just
all right.
The way they process it's just terrible. It's super unsanitary and it's just really bad.
Yeah,
but you cook it.
Like, yeah, you think about, like, pig, exactly. Just like you know, cows and everything, they separate the bones because they can sell it, you know, for bone black, and they separate the hooves to sell it bone for whatever. Black. It's an ink thing. I saw it on Dirty Jobs. Anyway.
Okay.
But they separate things like the cow. But, like, the pig and chicken, they just, like, I mean, I love chicken, don't get me wrong. But they just, like, throw it into, like, a vat of blades and just, like.
With feathers?
I don't know, maybe.
Bones?
No. Chicken isn't processed very well either. But, no. But I'm willing to eat it because I love chicken.
Yeah. If you, okay. If you look even look hypocrite. At the color difference yeah. between like a healthy chicken, like mm-hmm. a free range chicken mm-hmm. compared to like you know just the cheapest eggs you get at the grocery store, like how much oranger the yolk is on the mm-hmm. free range eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean they're just like chickens are so deprived of nutrients in like today's like processing system. It's kind of disgusting.
And I don't know one of my buddies at school his family raises chickens for I think Purdue. Chicken. They have they have 80,000 chickens at a time. They have 2 40,000 chicken barns.
Holy crap.
And they get shipments in for like, I don't know, I think they're like whatever, 6 weeks old, and then they raise them to 10 weeks or 12 yeah. weeks old, and then they get, you know, transported to a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Huh. And like from what I hear, they do a pretty okay job. You know, Purdue provides like the feed and everything,
mm-hmm.
and they just basically have to like clean the barns and make sure they're not like, you know, massively dying because of
yeah.
Bird flu outbreak or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, from what I've heard and from what I've seen, and like, you know, it's really hard to tell because like Fairlife, that whole like debacle with the
oh,
cows,
yeah.
that was made up. That was a bunch of college students for a project. They went and they paid the amigos, the H-2B worker, the temporary, whatever, visa workers, they paid yeah. them to beat the animals so they could film it and turn it into a college project.
I don't know what's the story behind the Fairlife.
Oh, Fairlife was owned by Coke, and so Coke got
really
yeah. So I think don't quote me on that. What's what I heard?
That'd be funny.
So
dude.
Coke got sued like massively, and like PETA was investigating because there was like animal cruelty in their dairy farms.
Yeah,
because they were like beating their cows and like weren't you know like you know ripping their young away from them. But and it was like a. What was it called? It was like a whistleblower like video that got yeah, leaked,
right.
But it wasn't. And it came out that it was just a bunch of college kids that for their video project, for their video class, they wanted to like, you know, get a good grade or look like heroes or whatever the heck it was. So they went and they paid the like, you know, non-English
dang.
Speaking workers to beat the animals and film it and make it come across
so
as like whistleblowing.
Watch, dude. Dang, dude.
So it's really hard to know if anything.
So you can either have AI write you your paper
right.
beat cows.
Yeah. right. So, with AI and animation, you never know what's real on the internet anymore unless you go
yeah.
visit one of those facilities. You know, I keep saying this, you know, pork is processed unsanitarily. I guess I don't actually know. I just know what I see on the internet. So,
yeah, I mean,
vegan propaganda.
Probably
right.
the most unclean meat as far as processing goes.
I would assume, you know.
In general.
Yeah.
But, you know. Yeah.
So, anyway,
weird.
What's your favorite smell, Matt?
You want me to do like a single person answer or relationship person answer?
Oh, what? What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, that can't be appropriate.
I was going to say my girlfriend's hair.
Oh, okay.
Is that fair?
Like her head.
Y'all, your guys' is mind.
I'm going to say something
straight to hell, dude.
The hair on her head.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, anyway, just so we're clear. Why, does she have, like, nice shampoo?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad it's not, like, bad shampoo.
I regret saying that.
Just steal her shampoo and use it yourself.
I don't want to smell like
homo.
Whoa, that's wild.
I don't know. I might just steal your coffee one, low key.
Coffee, brewing coffee.
Coffee's nice, yeah.
Because it's probably
like real coffee. Like you walk into a Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's
you go to. Oh, that's I probably can't see where that is.
Like Big B or something. Like
yeah,
genuine.
There's a nice place in
Rochester,
close to the. Don't say cities, dude. There's a nice place close to the city where I live. And they have good coffee.
Like a mom and pop shop?
It's got like two stores. It's like nice. It's honestly such a cool vibe. Like people just go in and like bring guitars and stuff and like sit around like the lounge area.
Talking
and,
about.
Yeah.
A place like in Saudi Arabia. And
what?
Then another place in Saudi Arabia is the name.
Why would I go to Saudi Arabia?
No. The name of the shop you're talking about.
I don't think he knows.
Like.
Stop. Just give up.
What? I don't know. All right, bleep that out, guys.
What were you saying?
All right, I want to take a quick break for our sponsor.
Well, let me do my favorite smell.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, fine. Go ahead.
All right. Diesel. Just diesel exhaust.
Dude, you're so gay.
Just diesel exhaust is, like, freaking amazing. Like, the old school. Not this new, like, Blue Def BS. But, like, the old school.
They
like,
don't mix them, dude.
What?
You get Blue Def mixed
No, I'm talking
diesel?
About the exhaust. That's what the exhaust is on a new truck is like Blue Def, and it smells like urine because that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's horse
urine. So Anthony likes smoked bacon. I like smoked coffee. You like smoked
piss.
Diesel.
No, smoked. Yeah, smoked oil, I guess.
I like the smell of piss in a public restroom.
Okay. Anyway, but like if you think like the old like let's see,
get
like,
on all fours.
The orange air fresheners. In
follow the
bathrooms.
Trail.
That's my favorite.
Or like the
scent.
Old like 12 valve.
I like the little mints than the urinals.
Oh, the urinal cakes.
Yeah,
those are wild.
I'll experiment, I think.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, like if you think like the old 12 valve Cummins or like the 7.3 IDI, like the old like 80s and 90s diesel engines that were just like
you're talking about
pure black carbon, like
pure black. Got it.
Amazing.
That's a weird one, dude.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
no, I do like the smell of diesel fuel.
The smell of diesel fuel is just like, it just smells like oil.
It's kind
of
nice.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an essential oil for me, I guess.
Gotcha.
All right.
I'm going to take a quick break for our sponsor. We've all been through it. Sitting in a movie theater, watching the latest 3-hour historical biopic with popcorn and a big cup of Coke. When suddenly the bladder starts demanding attention. That's just the worst, isn't it? You're deeply invested, but you just can't focus because of the amount of pressure on your bladder. At Catheter Enterprises, we made a solution.
No way.
We sell handy catheter movie theater travel packs for just the occasion. Plug it in using the 3-step instructions, and all your luscious piss will flow into our single-use containers, which you can throw away in the same can you throw away your Coke. Easy peasy.
Nice.
So why would you not buy
it?
Check out Catheter Enterprises and order yours today by using code DINKLE. That's code DINKLE at their website.
So why does this have to be movie theater? Why couldn't this be like,
I love your new
for
voice
driving?
For these, dude. Got that nice little ad voice, dude. Yeah. I like that.
Why couldn't this be for like driving?
It could be for anything, but specifically it's geared towards our movie theater audience. Yeah.
Nobody goes to theaters anymore, though.
I just went to one the other day.
Oh, okay.
What'd you see?
I stand corrected.
I saw Wonka.
Oh, I heard that was garbage.
I liked it.
Did you see it by yourself?
No.
Sure.
Yeah, your girlfriend's not here, so
Timothy
Chalamet?
Yeah?
Yes, you see it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, is that when you saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said the other day.
Ago. Yeah, it's the other day.
That's not the other day. Time, the other day is within 4 days.
Time is a human construct.
Yeah.
Facts.
Which you just... Whatever.
Yeah.
Matt, do you remember when we were coming back from... I don't even remember what we were doing. I think we were just hanging out
at
some party. I don't remember. But anyway, we went to a park and ride, and then we had to call 911 on for that one lady.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Do you remember why we
overdose?
Were there?
What?
Yeah, because my house...
No, I know, but do you remember what the occasion was?
No.
Okay. Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So yeah, Matt and I live like...
I was just hanging out at your house, and we just kind of met halfway.
Maybe.
Because I couldn't really take like my parents' car, like...
Oh, that's true. It was before you bought your car.
Yeah.
No, I think it was when we went to go look at your car. The car you bought now. I think you and I went, I met you there and you took me over to go look at the car you were going to buy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Okay, so this was like July.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, Matt and I, we usually meet at this park and ride that's halfway between our houses, just a carpool lot. And we pull in and we were just chatting for a bit and this lady who's like pacing around acting like she's demon possessed. Comes up, like walks up to our window. And I was really surprised because you had said, I'm good. And you were like, gonna like just ignore her. Like, I don't know. It's not my nature.
That's
like,
heartless, dude.
Yeah, I don't like. She could,
kidding.
You
I'd
know,
do the same.
Yeah.
So, like,
if she could
over.
Have a weapon, she could be high, which she was, I think.
Yeah. I mean, in my defense, like, I had already been looking around. There was no one else with her. There was no other vehicle there. There was no one hiding, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't like there was someone's gonna jump us. You know, I was expecting, like,
theoretically.
Yeah. I was expecting, because we're two, you know, adults.
Good looking.
You're big, muscly men.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I was.
Gym goers.
I was expecting, like, if they were trying to someone, like, you could tell if someone, like, had asked if she was going to be like, hey, boys, like, what you doing? Like, trying to get us out of the car.
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
Wanna pull this from me?
Yeah, yeah, right. It was just like, it was nighttime.
It was
dark.
Yeah, that's true.
She a woman of the night?
So that's
I don't
what I was,
think
yeah.
so.
So I had. So he said,
there
"I'm
a chance."
You said, "I'm good," and so I was just like, "Roll down your window," because you know. I
cracked it cautiously.
You did, and she immediately was just like, "Will you call 911 for me?" And I'm like, "All right, so this isn't like a scam, I guess. I don't know how she could get us in trouble."
She said, "She said she was in her car and vapor just started pouring out of her her vents in the car, her air vents in the car. She's like, I was coughing. I feel super sick right now.
Yeah. So she said she just got off the...
Yeah, for sure.
So she's just vaping.
She said she just got off the freeway and pulled into the park and ride. And
but then another car pulled in shortly after.
Well, okay, but you remember it was... So I had, as soon as she had said that, I had already gotten on the phone with 911. Well, she was still explaining it to Matt. And they were just like, you know, does she exude any symptoms? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a nurse. And they were like, okay, how old is she? I'm like, I don't know.
14.
Nope. It was like in her 30s. I said, I don't know, 35.
35. And they said,
all right, just if you guys can just stay there and stay with her. And if she, like, you know, has a seizure or starts vomiting, just roll her on her side. And I was like, will do, knowing full well I was not going to do that.
I would have.
You would have, really?
Yeah.
See, that's so interesting. We're like opposite in that sense. Yeah. Okay.
Mouth to mouth.
Assuming
baby.
The guy who pulled up didn't pull up because I
he didn't. Yeah.
Like
so if you remember,
abusive kind of scenario. I don't know.
Yes.
It was
so
weird.
If you remember,
they knew each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so, yeah, so that's what happened was they had the fire truck and ambulance and I think a couple cops. It was kind of a big deal. I guess it's whatever. Not much happens in Southeast Michigan. I don't know.
No, it's a normal like response team.
Okay,
and
all right.
EMT, you get a fire truck, you get one or two.
So that's a good bang for your buck.
Yeah, right.
Probably wasn't cheap for her. But,
15
you know.
Grand.
Yeah,
well, they all pulled in and they were just started talking to her and, you know, she was responding to them and stuff. And so that's when, you know, my parents came to pick me up. And then that guy rolled in and like was like just standing like watching. It was like weird. It was a weird situation because he was like he definitely looked like a stereotypical crack addict, especially just like his beater car and like how he was dressed with like the 90s baggy pants and the
yo, what you guys doing with my woman?
Well, he just stood like he got
she's mine.
Yeah, why is he Australian? Well, anyway, he just got out of his car and just kind of like stared like I don't know. Like I expected if it was like some really bad situation, he would have seen the cops and just kept driving. But he pulled in. So clearly it wasn't that bad. And then
I mean, he could have just like, you know, lied to the cops and
I guess
you know, he'd be scared to tell the truth or whatever. It didn't seem like a good situation.
No,
I felt bad about it.
Definitely.
Or felt a you know bad feeling about it.
Yeah. So I okay.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, it was a really bad situation. As I remember, I asked the fire chief or whoever was in charge. I was like, "Do you need any, you know, you need me to sign anything?" Since I made the call, he's like, "Nope, you're good." I was like, "All right, well, I'm gonna like get the heck out of here then."
Yeah, it was weird.
I got a little weird.
Smash.
Anyway, I hope that she got the help she needed, and I hope it was if she was you know on drugs that she got clean and everything.
Yeah,
or got some more. Huh?
All right. Yeah, that's fair. Honestly.
That's wild.
All right, I got something to say.
You got something to say?
I got something to say.
Speak up, Holmes.
All right. Don't you guys kind of feel like mailmen are reverse trick-or-treaters? You know, like trick-or-treaters come to your door and they ask for like, oh, let me get something good, right? They get the candy. And mailmen just drop off bills at your house. Just like
yeah.
You give trick-or-treaters good things and mailmen just give you
well, wouldn't a reverse trick-or-treater give you good things?
No, they give you bad things.
Yeah, give you bad things.
Well,
that would be reverse
trick-or-treater.
Okay,
would
a trick-or-treater is taking good things from
so
you.
So the opposite of good is bad, opposite and the opposite of taking is giving.
Is giving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a double opposite.
You're double opposite, dude.
All right.
Good.
Okay, well, let's come up with some more double opposites then. Because, like, you know, I've always heard the opposite of love is pride. So but that's the whole point exactly is that love is selfless whereas pride is selfish.
Hate is just hate, I think.
I think hate is the opposite of love.
Yeah.
That's why it's wrong.
Yeah. No one's saying it wasn't wrong. Well, yeah, you can hate Nazis. Like, that's probably a good thing to hate, right?
But that's not the opposite of love.
Hate it. I think so, because the opposite would be loving Nazis.
They weren't all bad.
I'm proud. You know, no one's proud of Nazis.
Hey, don't stereotype all Germans.
Okay, I'm not
But you
saying.
Just said that. Like, the opposite of giving is receiving.
Yeah.
Stop!
I didn't tell what I do.
Yeah, you know what you did.
You made a nice face, dude.
Yeah, shut up. All right. I don't know. So, like a camera operator for a studio.
Hmm. Yeah.
The double opposite.
The ops.
The opposite of an operator is what? A programmer?
And the opposite of...
No, the opposite of an operator would just be someone who can't operate a camera, I would say.
Yeah, so be a...
Non-operator.
Disabled.
Whoa.
An idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, if you can't operate your hand because of nerve damage, then you're disabled.
No, you're not doing the game right. Because like the mailman's the opposite of a trick or treater.
The opposite of a person that fills up balloons would be someone that just cut holes in balloons and sucked out all the air.
Yeah, the opposite of a firefighter is someone who commits arson.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The opposite of a hunter
is someone that
is the deer, I think.
He takes the bullet out of the deer and
oh yeah, a vet
brings the
oh, he's a vet.
Yeah, I would say yeah.
A veterinarian surgeon.
Yeah.
Okay, so do a double opposite then. Like the trick or treater thing.
That's my example.
A double opposite.
So like
okay, let me think about this. A doctor.
Give a specific doctor. Cancer doctor.
Oncologist.
Somebody that gives you cancer.
Did you say gynecologist?
Cigarettes.
Oncologist.
Okay, cigarettes. Mm-hmm.
Someone who gives you cancer is making cigarettes. And so instead of a doctor. Wait, hang on. A doctor taking away cancer.
Bad things.
Yeah, taking away bad things. So someone giving you good things.
Doctor would be like a.
Prostitute.
Yeah, so taking so the opposite of taking away bad things is giving good things. So
yeah.
No.
So
so how about like who gives you good
what? Salvation no.
The opposite of water is
fire.
Not water.
Who gives you good things? The McDonald's cashier? She gives you food? That's good.
No, she gives me dirty looks.
Oh, jeez. Whoa. What'd you do?
Hey, have you ever gotten like checked out?
Minimum wage, dude.
Have you, dang. Have you
hey,
ever gotten
hey,
like
don't do that.
have you ever been checked out or like gotten like compliments from somebody like from like fast food or anything?
Hey. Look at me.
yeah, dude complimented the lights in my car because he thought they were cool.
Oh nice.
Fast food. Not a girl, and the girls never said anything cool about me.
Gotcha.
In a drive thru.
Yeah, it's because you pull up and get like 20 McDonald's every day.
I'm a fat dude.
You're not a fat dude.
Yeah.
Dude. You're skinny. You're pretty insane.
120?
I weigh 150.
150?
Yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah, I know.
How much do you weigh now?
I don't know, 230.
Getting up there, boy.
Really?
I don't know.
Dang,
I haven't checked.
I just deadlifted you for 8 reps just last night.
That's not real.
What do you it doing? Is real.
That's not real.
That's a real picture.
There's no way.
Oh, are you showing the...
Dead ass. That's a real picture.
Those shadows look so weird. It makes it
the
look
lighting
like
in that basement is like amazing.
Dude, it makes it look like Photoshop. Those shadows. That's crazy.
I did take pre-workout, so like my pump like stuck around
that's
a little
freaking
longer.
That's freaking wild.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
For the viewers, we're looking at a very
erotic.
Well,
arguably, yes.
It's a picture of me with my shirt off, freshly pumped after an upper chest workout.
That's crazy, dude. Good for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of pumping, I pumped out a mansion.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
We're good. Pumped out a mansion?
I pumped out a mansion.
Hmm.
Yep, at my job. And my God, did those people like to party.
Really?
I mean.
Oh. You told me about this.
I did. Yeah. It was all like freaking a whole like mounds of condoms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which usually you see like, you know, a couple. But like this was like mounds.
Damn.
A lot of drug paraphernalia.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Like needles.
So could you like technically like you could report them and like.
I mean, all the DNA and everything's been clearly like compromised.
Right.
There's no way to be able to test it.
But they could be, anabolic steroids in the syringes. They don't have to be, heroin.
Why would you flush
black
them?
Black tar heroin.
Why don't you just take them to a recycling place then at that point?
Because it's probably black tar heroin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There was a lot of like plastic bags with like the razors to do lines.
Wow.
And on top of that, of course. Like,
doing coke is honestly like takes balls.
That's based.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
And then, of course, there was a lot of the like feminine hygiene products, which you're not supposed to flush because they don't break down. And they just anyway.
So they just don't know how to use a
What's
house.
What's going on in this
yeah.
place? That's scary.
Well, it was. I mean, this place was. I found out it was actually a rental. Like someone rented out a mansion
what?
And like a group of people lived there. And they just, I guess
polyamory?
They just wanted. I don't know. I think it was just like it was probably some entitled college kids that just wanted a place to party.
I wonder if the cost of cleanup is less than what you'd make off of that, though. Maybe it's a worthwhile investment. I should get into
that. Okay. Yeah. Buy a mansion, rent it out.
Yeah, a mansion.
Right.
Yeah.
Got the seed money already?
That's crazy.
That's wild. Anyway,
I was
about done because most jobs take like 20 to 30 minutes. I was there for two and a half hours.
Why?
Because the machine to like grind everything up was broken. Called the crust buster. So it's like a weed whip, but it's got blades on the end to like, you know, break it up.
Oh, so you had to like grind up all the condoms by hand?
Well, I had to use a shovel, yeah. Wow.
Dang.
I had to like, you know, break, like it was, I was there for 2.5 hours.
Were you covered in?
Well, I am every day. That's not, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not, you know.
But yes, by hand, I had to, all the like hair and the feminine hygiene products hair. And condoms
oh,
that
God.
Were in there. By hand, on the, that were stuck, that were on the shovel, I had to hand break them off the shovel.
So yeah. Spare hands?
I mean, it might as well have been.
Were
they
the condoms
were,
empty at
your
that
gloves
point?
Were soaked in
yeah. And God knows what else.
Probably a little bit of... A little bit of semen.
at least.
Yeah.
So, dang, anyway, so, yeah, it's not all it's cracked up to be, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. What, doing drugs or pumping tanks?
Yeah. The drugs.
The drugs, yeah.
Drugs.
Hey, bro.
No, I don't know anyone who does drugs who hasn't, like, woken up feeling like crap the next morning. So it's like, why would I?
I don't know anyone that does drugs, period.
But good for you.
what? So you know how we have certain brands that like we associate with people, where like for example,
like Volkswagen with
Nazis.
Oh,
yeah.
You know.
But anyway, we have certain brands like you know Panera's for Karens or whatever.
Oh, that kind of
and like we
I
have
like, Panera.
Like people who wear Vans are often you know losers with no identity or they're goth skaters who can't land a kickflip to save their life.
Yeah, I agree. You wear a lot of Vans, don't you?
I do. So anyway, we have these like brand associations.
Case
but
closed.
If you can separate that for a second, what brands or what personality do certain brands give off? So like even though we associate Vans with those types of people, if you think about just brand the Vans brand itself, it's like if it was a person or a personality, he's like a cool dude who's up for anything and he's got nice hair and he wears shorts with an untucked tight trendy polo to the beach. And he's got, like, you know, a cross chain on him. And he's
cringe.
Just like, what's up, guys? If you, like, think about, like, the brand of Vans and, like, how they, like, you know, what they are.
So what you're saying is take the negative stereotypes and try to think of something positive for each of the brands.
I mean, if you want to. I just mean, like, what is – not what the brand is associated with, but what the brand, like, looks like. I don't know.
McDonald's is, like, an overweight person with, like, poorly dyed hair, a scraggly beard, and, like, black teeth.
Okay. I could see it up to the black teeth.
Like just a few though, not all.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like
I
a few like rotten teeth.
Yeah. Know, yeah.
From all the McDonald's and drinking the pop and everything.
Well, I think it's just it's just what if the company was a person, that's what I'm talking about. So McDonald's as a company, you know, they're like they don't have very high quality food, so the person's not gonna be very high quality. But they're overpriced, so maybe they're gonna have like daddy issues. I don't know. You know?
You lost me. What the heck was that?
Okay.
I don't know. I can't really think of anything.
Okay.
I don't like Rolls Royce is a dude in a suit.
But he's British.
He's British.
So, okay. So, like, yeah, Rolls Royce, you associate those people with, like, you know, ultra rich, like, you know, snotty billionaires.
Yeah.
But if Rolls Royce was a person, I feel like he'd be kind of a. Like he's got, like he can go to dinner and be like super, like formal and
he's
casual.
Got a,
formal.
He's got a graceful step, but he also, I think he's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh,
okay,
he's got that
I see that.
Step. He's pretty sexy, but that guy can sprint.
Arrogant.
Yes,
yeah,
I see that. Like
is he arrogant? Oh, he's pretty
Cristiano
nice guy.
Ronaldo is. Yeah.
Is he really?
Really?
You gotta go Messi.
Messi's a nice guy.
Messi. Okay, but I see what you mean. Like when he's ready to work, like he's there working.
Yeah.
He's just got like a personality and like he throws his shoulders back and he's just like he's just professional all the time.
Yeah.
I see that.
Messi's like Aston Martin, I feel like.
Okay.
It's like a little more like sporty up front, you know,
gotcha.
A little more, you know.
Aston Martin true.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I hate that song.
That's terrible. Good car though.
Yeah.
Ashton
what else?
Kutcher.
Maybe.
Okay.
Kutcher?
Kutcher.
Kutcher is crazy, dude.
Kutcher.
Why?
Sounds, I don't like how it sounds.
That's funny. Anthony, what you got? What you got?
Brands?
You like,
got...
How about Apple or something?
Well, Polo Preppy.
Mm.
Tech genius level.
Maybe like
he's
too smart for his own good type of thing.
He's smart for his own good.
Yeah.
Okay, so he can still talk to people, and he's still, like, a good person to be around.
No one
said that. Oh, really?
I don't see Apple that way. Yeah,
I don't think he's a good person. He has glasses.
I think Apple plays golf.
He's pretty fit. He works out.
Yeah. Really?
Nobody really likes him, though, because I feel like he's, like, everybody likes him, but nobody wants to be friends with him.
That's a good
point. He's, like, cocky.
Because he's rich, they want to be friends with him, but.
Yeah, but, like, his personality is kind of.
I think he golfs and does lacrosse.
And, like, he doesn't, like, he has one good product, and then he just, like, changes it slightly and re-releases it.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
He does.
Okay. What else? About, I don't know, audio equipment, like Rode or Shure. What do they give off? Behringer, Mackie. Oh, I got a good one for Mackie. Mackie's just like, he's like the guy that thinks he's all that because daddy pays for everything.
Oh, I was going to say Mackie's like a used car salesman probably.
I can see that.
That's kind of good
all
stuff.
So subjective.
He's good at talking to people, but like what he sells is really
bad. It's not great.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good description. We're like, I need like a premium brand here.
Yamaha.
Gucci, Prada.
No, like audio.
Fendi.
Audio.
Fendi.
Fender.
Fendi.
Fendi.
Fender.
Dell.
Dell.
Harman.
Harman. I don't know. I haven't used any Harman products. I'm thinking.
Oh, it's all
Harman.
It's JBL and Harman.
Larman. Carmen.
Yeah.
What?
You look high, bro.
Yeah. That's funny.
No, what's the German Sennheiser?
Okay.
Sennheiser's.
Hugo Boss.
Shut up. Oh, thank you for reminding me. I never told my my favorite Christmas gift.
Yeah, go for it.
My mom.
I don't think Anthony did either.
Yeah, he did. He said his Legos and his work boots.
No, I didn't get Legos. My chain.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
Right. Anyway, my
iced up for winter, baby.
My favorite Christmas gift was my mom got me like a 30 sample pack of 30 different types of really super high-end colognes. And I'm like, great, now I can find out which bottle I'll never be able to afford that I like to buy.
I know.
Like I've gotten to like, I think I'm on number 8 now, and so far my favorite one is the Givenchy or whatever. And I looked it up and I think it's like over $200 a bottle. And I'm like, I know that I like it. Never gonna be able to afford it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep buying my Macy's Polo Blaze, you know.
Maybe if the Carney thing goes well.
Right, yeah.
True.
Anyway, all right.
You know,
so
people to buy goldfishes.
Right. Anyway, you were talking about Sennheiser?
Anheuser-Busch.
Shut up.
Anheuser-Busch.
It's wild.
What you just said.
Bush.
You said push.
Push?
I did not say that.
I'll play the tape back.
Gaslight me. Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch.
I don't know, the same dude who just wears a suit probably, and
okay.
He's like an opera singer.
Opera singer.
Sennheiser's a prestigious. Sennheiser's Charlie Puth, actually. Never mind.
He's Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
All right, okay. This is the best segment. Have you guys ever stolen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, dang. Me too.
All right, let's talk about it.
A three-way
fist bump.
Oh yeah. Yep. That's good.
What'd you steal?
I stole $10 from my brother. It was sitting in his closet.
Oh yeah.
I stole a 50-cent pack of mints out of the bottom of a vending machine at high school.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's probably it.
Is it? No, it's not a bad
idea.
Did you reach up and grab the...
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the statute of limitations on that type of thing?
I was very young.
20 years.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't have any idea.
Behave yourself because...
You said in high school.
Yeah. In a high school.
Oh, in a high school. How old are you?
Very, like 10 or 12.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Sure.
I stole time from my previous work. They had, you could call.
Oh, it. I've done, I have, never mind. Go ahead.
Wait, what'd
no,
you do?
What did you do?
Stole time? Yeah. I did.
What'd you do? Just
long bathroom breaks?
Oh, that's not what I mean.
That's not what he means.
Yeah, we could clock it.
Like, change the schedule.
I mean, kind of, but no. Like, kind of, yeah, you can, that's what I mean. But you could clock in from your phone at home. And so if I was ever late, I would clock in at 8 o'clock every day. But sometimes I wouldn't even leave my house till like 8:15. And then I wouldn't start working till like 8:45.
Oh,
and
wow.
I did that like every day for like, I worked there almost a year.
Where was this? Was it the?
It was all
oh.
So, because it was supposed to have a proximity.
Did they find out?
Kind of. So they were supposed to have the proximity thing where like you could only clock in when you were there. But because the Wi-Fi was always messed up, I think they turned it off so you could clock in from anywhere. And so I just clocked in at home, and then it was like a 15-minute drive. And if I was – like, I remember one day I got out of the shower at 8 o'clock and clocked in, and, like, I didn't show up for another hour. So I did that for a long – I did that pretty much every day the whole time I was working there.
Wow. Holy
so that was a lot
like
of money.
That's like hundreds probably of dollars.
That's probably thousands, yeah. Anyway.
That's kind of cool.
Anyway.
Wait a minute.
I mean, that's absolutely stealing, and no one should ever do that. That is absolutely
all right, I feel better now.
Anyway, so what had happened –
what did you do?
Let's see. I've stolen a dog treat, a couple dog treats before.
From where?
But I told my mom, and then she made me go return it for my dogs, like just at a pet store.
Okay.
And
why?
Because I wanted to give them to my dogs.
Why didn't you just ask your mom to buy them for your dogs?
She wouldn't have bought them.
Okay.
Okay. You knew your audience.
Yeah, my dogs want it. And then let's see. I can't really remember. And then I used to steal from my dad's wallet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he would leave his pants, like, in the bathroom, and I would just, like, open his wallet and just take a 10. And I wouldn't even spend it. I'd just, like, hide it.
I was just yeah, you're a not a big spender.
Just a hoarder.
Anyway, yeah. Did you ever give it back?
Yeah. I felt really bad about it. And I like, this was what, broke down week? And cried. No, it was, like, when I was, like, probably, like, 12 or okay. Probably younger than that. And then I, like, felt terrible about it. And then I, like, gave all of that was left back. I probably didn't spend more than like $40 of it or whatever.
Yeah.
How much did you take?
Didn't your mom owe you money for like?
I started taking it for like a long time.
So like hundreds of dollars.
Probably less. Because like when you're younger, like money seems like it's way more.
Yeah.
So like it seemed like it was a ton back then.
That's a great point. I want to talk about that.
Probably $20.
No, it was definitely more than 20. It was probably at least like 80.
Do you have anything more to say before I want to talk about this?
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right. When we were younger, absolutely, you remember, like, money was a big deal. Like, I remember having, like, when I was, I don't know, probably 12, I had $400, and I'm like, that's awesome.
Like, and
I'm
now you have, like, six, right?
Yeah, right. So, but it's crazy to think about. Like, I started looking at my finances, and just because of truck payments and insurance and just how much I spent on food and everything, being an adult,
yeah.
I have, like, $3,000 to $4,000 go through my account every week, every month.
Every week? Oh.
Every month.
Damn.
So, like, I mean, it's crazy.
And how much? You're working how many hours?
At least 16 a week.
Okay. I mean, it probably at least covers that.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mean, like, I'm not. I'm.
You only have to work 16 hours a week?
Yeah. It's just Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And then some. Now that it's, now I work.
How much
I work
do you make a week? What the heck?
Come on. Anyway.
which doesn't really
add up.
Yeah. How are you spending $3,000 and only making, like, what, you said?
I'm not spending $3,000. It's going through. So like $1,500 and
$1,500. Oh, okay.
$1,500 in, $1,500 out.
Okay.
But like, yeah, it's crazy. Like,
so you're like not making
any, no, I'm not. Not saving. I don't have any money.
Paycheck to paycheck.
I don't have any money. I just mean like it's crazy to think about how much money I go through every month. And like to think about like as a kid, like, you know, I used to get like $100 for Christmas. And that was like ginormous. Like it would take me a year to spend that.
Damn.
And like. And it's just, it's crazy to think, you know, now that we're adults, like imagine, you know, when we get to be, once we have mortgages and we have kids, we're going to have what, 10,000 go through our accounts every month?
Yeah.
It's like insane. It's nothing. What about if we become business owners? What are we going to have? You know, the Carnival goes through $100,000 a week minimum.
Yeah.
Like money just, and it's really scary. Like I hope as we, you know, as we become adults and we grow up that we don't skew our mind on money that it becomes
gambling.
Right. Addicts, and it becomes to like where giving doesn't, you know, giving to the kingdom and giving to charity, like it doesn't become, I don't know, not monotonous, but like where it doesn't matter.
Monogamous?
No. Call back to episode one.
Polygamy, dude.
Oh, sorry. What was the difference?
Actually, there isn't one.
Oh, gosh. Oh, monogamous is married one person, one-to-one, two people in marriage.
Yeah.
Because mono is one, so it's one spouse.
Monogamy, yeah.
Is monogamy is just two people. All right, cool. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. Is it
cool?
It's weird to think about. It's just like coming to this realization of like money is starting to mean less and less and less.
It would take a year or two for me to like save up $200 when I was like, you know, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Damn.
And now I spend $500 a month on car insurance.
Right.
So it's like, it is really kind of scary how fast it switched.
Are you going to make it this month?
So I'm in a little debt right now, but I'm getting a job.
Are you really?
Credit card debt?
No, I don't have a credit card, so I can't be in credit card.
What's the debt? Your parents?
To my parents, yeah.
Wow.
If it helps, I'm in debt,
I've never been in debt.
No? That's true. Do you still have like your $50,000 in savings or whatever?
$50,000.
Hmm. That's too bad.
You gotta go.
I've never had 50 grand.
You got a good little chunk.
You got a lot of money.
Low key.
Right. It's nothing in like scheme of like actual real world.
You could buy a
Brand new car. You buy a brand new off the lot car.
Not a brand new car.
Yeah, you could. Not like a crappy car.
Okay.
You got like a Kia Soul, but.
Not Kia, Nissan Juke.
Right, yeah.
Nissan Kicks.
I mean, I couldn't buy like a brand new truck, of course.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. No, those are like 90 grand.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember when I first built my dream truck and it was like 75, and I'm like, that's crazy. A brand new car should be 30. And now it's like 120 for the truck I want.
Yeah. Oh, my sweet Lord.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be
350.
450, yeah. Limited.
Okay.
That's my dream truck. Well, that's my dream. That's my dream truck.
Okay. Yeah. Most
you could buy.
You could buy a Toyota.
BMW i8.
You could buy a used Toyota Tacoma.
Toyota, okay.
For 120K?
Toyota Tacoma can't
way
do
less.
Toyota Tacoma can't do jack poop. It's
buy
like,
two of them then.
Can drive you.
Buy two of them.
Yeah, just like strap them together,
and that'll tow my trailer. Yeah, that's not how payload works, unfortunately. But
yeah, it is retard.
Learn how to weld.
Weld them together at the mirrors.
At the mirrors.
Obviously, dude, that's how physics works.
Right. Right.
You could build some kind of contraption that lets you press both gas pedals and brake pedals at the same time.
Yeah.
It's still not how payload suspension. It's how much you weight you can put in the bed.
Just stop being a Karen, dude. Next question. Would you guys rather be deaf or blind?
Yeah.
Blind.
For a deaf man can't be mute
by music.
Is that your quote, actually?
I did come up with that.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez. All right, but you?
I don't know. I'd rather be deaf, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We as humans experience the world through sight. That's how when I say the word observe, what comes to mind?
Listening.
Eyes.
Shut up. Well, if you said observe to a dog, they're going to smell it because that's how dogs perceive the world.
Yeah, but if I go blind, my scent is just going to get better. So
that's not how that works.
It is.
I smell.
Shut.
Coyote.
This is how it works. Because your brain has to. Your brain has to. What's the word?
Anyway,
it has to put it has to put an amount of resources toward your vision. So if you don't have to focus on vision, or you don't have to spend the energy on seeing, then
you're still not able to see.
Yeah, but your scent's gonna get. And your hearing's gonna
get
better.
You're not gonna be able to smell the wall you're about to smack into.
What? We're talking about blind or deaf, not scent mute.
You're right. Yeah. He was talking about
Stevie
smells.
Wonder did okay. I mean,
but if with being deaf, you can
Stevie Wonder.
Being deaf, you can live almost an entirely normal life. You can drive. You can have normal conversations with friends if they like text it out, or if you get one of those cool glasses that gives you the subtitles, or if they learn sign language.
I don't want to be deaf anymore. I'm here.
Shut up!
Oh my god!
Shut up! Stop doing that!
And it was not a part of mine.
You realize that's only people that were born deaf.
With your heart on the line.
Those are only people that were born deaf, you idiot.
No, and you'll forget.
You do forget. You do.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway,
whatever.
Regardless, you can read lips and you can.
Look at my lip.
I'm done. Thank you guys for listening. If you have questions or want to hear Anthony get removed from the show, email us at 3idiotsinastudio@gmail.com. That's the numeral 3, IDIOTS, inastudio@gmail.com.
Thank you guys for listening, because I can't listen.
All right. I hate you so much.